Governor Jerry Brown sounded the alarm yesterday. No, not about the drought, but about the skyrocketing pension costs the state will continue to incur in the years to come. In a letter to CalPERS, the state's pension fund, the governor warned that plans must be made for longer-lived retirees that will drive pension costs up by $1.2 billion per year. The conversation around pension reform in California centers around one glaring fact: pensions are costing the state too much money. In 2012, these costs ballooned up to $2.1 billion. Lawmakers in Sacramento and officials around the state agree the system needs to be fixed. Where they disagree is how that should happen. Raise taxes? Cut city, county, or state services even further? Well, San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed and a number of other mayors have an idea. Cut down future pension benefits. Let mayors decide how much pension public employees should receive. That idea has been met with opposition from public worker unions who say it's not fair to give up parts of their pensions, and from some Democratic lawmakers in Sacramento. And now Mayor Reed and his camp are planning to sue State Attorney General Kamala Harris's office over what they say is biased, misrepresentative language of the initiative. I sat down with Mayor Reed in his San Jose office and asked him about his plan and whether it's an easy fix.
It is not an easy fix. It would be easy if we were not trying to do two things at the same time. So we're trying to do two things at the same time, which is to make sure people get paid what they've earned and also to be able to provide decent services for the residents and taxpayers of the state. If you were just trying to do either one of those, it would be relatively straightforward. But trying to do both makes it difficult. It's also very complicated in California because we have special rules around pensions called the California Rule on Vested Rights that's followed by California and probably a dozen other states that makes it difficult to make changes to pension benefits, even future benefits that haven't been earned or accrued. It's very difficult to make those changes. So the range of things that we can do in California is very limited. And so we're kind of stuck with either cutting services or raising taxes, and both of those are not easy.
So the initiative gives California officials the freedom to renegotiate pension deals. That seems to be the part with the most contention. What do you think is misunderstood about what your plan actually is?
What we're trying to do is to give mayors and other government officials across the state some flexibility in negotiating future benefits in future contracts or future years of service. Just as we today can negotiate future wages, we should be able to negotiate future benefits. We're not going to go back and take away money that people made. We don't want to go back and take away benefits that people have earned. But the future should be negotiable. That would allow us to adjust the cost of the benefits by making changes for future years of work. So whatever you've done so far, you get to keep, but the future should be negotiable.
And how much money would that be saving us? How much would that get us closer to kind of closing that pension gap?
That would depend on each jurisdiction, because the ballot measure that I'm supporting does not dictate to any city or any county or the state what benefits should be made available to their employees. It would be decided in every jurisdiction. This initiative is drafted from the viewpoint of mayors, and we mayors don't like the state of California telling us what to do. If we have the authority and the ability to solve a problem, we will solve it in a way that makes sense for our city. So every city could be different, but it is something that we need the power to begin to negotiate, to go to the bargaining table with our bargaining units and say, we can't afford the same level of benefits as we have had in the past. And in the future, we need to adjust the level of benefits that you accrue every year. That's the kind of thing we can't really do now. It's very difficult in California to have those conversations.
Do you think California workers' pensions are too generous as they stand?
It's not that they're too generous. It's they're too expensive. And that's really the focus of my efforts, is to look at the cost. I have to bring the cost down. So in San Jose, the cost of the pension benefits has gone up by nearly $200 million over the last decade. And that money has all come out of services. We've cut services in every department in the city. We've cut library hours. We've cut community centers. We've cut police. We cut fire. We laid off police officers. We laid off firefighters. We laid off library workers because we had to pay these skyrocketing costs. So it's not that they're too generous. It's that they're too expensive. And we need to bring the cost down.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm speaking with San Jose Mayor Chuck Reed. Let me read the first line of the voter initiative as it stands. The measure eliminates constitutional protections for vested pension and retiree health care benefits for current public employees, including teachers, nurses, and peace officers, for future work performed. Your camp is saying State Attorney General Kamala Harris and her team used biased language in wording this. And it's really become kind of a conflict of semantics at this point. What's wrong with that wording?
Well, it's not just semantics. The sentence is inaccurate and wrong. So it starts with the word eliminates and says we're proposing to eliminate constitutional protection for vested rights, which is not what we're proposing. In fact, the ballot measure would provide protection for benefits as they're earned, whether they're earned in the past or to be earned in the future. Once they're earned, they still have vested benefit protection. And you would not understand that when you read the language of the Attorney General's summary. The whole point of the summary is to give people a fair and impartial idea of what the initiative is about. So first, it's inaccurate. It's also neither fair nor impartial. So we object to it, and we're in the process of filing a lawsuit to get the Superior Court to order the language to be corrected.
How would you have worded it, or how would you like it to be worded?
It needs to be clear that we are protecting benefits as they're earned, because that's what it does. And it also allows benefits to be negotiated in the future for future years of service.
The opposition says that basically this would hurt workers, and there are unions up in arms about this. How are you responding to all of that? And what do you think is the real thing that's misunderstood here?
I don't think it's so much as a misunderstanding as it is a different points of view. The public sector unions want to protect these benefits at all costs. They believe that if we continue to cut services, eventually people will approve tax increases to pay for them. And they don't want to give an inch on trying to solve the problem of the cost of the benefits. They're protecting the interests of their members. I understand that. That's their job. My job is to look out for the greater interests of the people of San Jose. And we have an interest in making sure our employees get paid what they've earned. We also have an interest in making sure that our residents and taxpayers get services that they're paying for.
How confident are you in the public voting yes?
We know from the polls that we've done and polls that we've seen that have been done by neutral third parties that there's a significant amount of public support for this measure. The Public Policy Institute just did a survey of the voters of the state, and 85% of them understand that the pension costs is a problem for the state of California. So the public is receptive to it. The public is generally supportive of fair and reasonable measures. The public doesn't support eliminating pensions, but they do support protecting what people have earned and making changes going forward. So I'm confident when we get it in front of the voters that the voters will be receptive. But, of course, this is California. You have to raise a lot of money to make sure the voters understand what you're doing. You can't let the other side mischaracterize it and make it about something else that's not really part of the measure. And that's the political challenge in the state of California that takes millions of dollars to buy the television advertising to make sure the voters get the correct message.
So are you up for this conflict, this fight with the unions, essentially?
We are working to solve the problem. And if we have to fight with the public sector unions to solve this problem of skyrocketing costs, then that's what we have to do. Because as a mayor, and I'm working with other mayors, we're trying to deliver services to our residents and our taxpayers. They deserve those services. That is the function of at least city government, in my view, is we're delivering services to our people. And this skyrocketing cost is making it impossible for us to deliver a reasonable level of services to the people who elected us, the people who depend on us. Our low and our moderate income neighborhoods are the ones that suffer the most when we have to cut services. So we're trying to solve that problem. And if we have to take on the public sector unions to do that, that's what we'll do.
Any plans to sit down with the public sector unions and try to negotiate?
I'd be happy to sit down with the public sector unions. So far, they've been uninterested in meeting. We've offered a chance to meet and talk. But that's not been happening, and I'm open and available. They know my phone number. They can reach me.
Where has this worked before? Are there examples of cities, counties, states where this model has worked?
There are somewhere between a dozen and a dozen and a half other states that already have this kind of model in place. It's not something that we're inventing. It's not really a novel idea, but it's very difficult, and it's something that needs to be done for California. So other states that can do what we're asking. And within the limits of the United States Constitution, states do a lot of different things. Some states do it better than California. In this case, other states have a better system.
What happens if in November the people say no? What's next?
Well, we know that pension problems are a serious fiscal problem for cities, counties, and the state of California. And if we can't implement this, it'll just get worse, and we'll have more bankruptcies, and we'll have more drastic measures that have to get taken. The reason you can solve it now with changes to future benefits is we have some time. But if we wait another 5 years or so, you may run out of time and you find yourself in a situation like Detroit, where they had no choice but bankruptcy, or San Bernardino or Vallejo or Stockton, where bankruptcy was the only way they could deal with the problem. We're trying to create a tool that gives us an alternative to bankruptcy, something beyond just cutting services and raising taxes, both of which are very difficult and painful in California.